Good morning, podcast. I'm Chef Ben, and this is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. Now, today on this lovely Monday morning, I am launching a new segment here on Food in 5. From here on out, every Monday's post will be based around a meal that can be cooked from start to finish in 30 minutes or less. The idea here is to demonstrate that quick food can still be good food, and even with limited time, you can have a healthy and delicious home-cooked meal. Now, these meals are based around a family of four. However, they can be scaled up or down to adjust to your family size and still remain within the 30-minute cooking window. So without further ado, I present 30 minutes or less pork chops with smashed potatoes. Okay, I started this meal at 5:45 p.m. last night and was eating by 6:12. And before you say, yeah, but you're a chef, I had to stop to take pictures every few minutes, and the time I lost taking pictures should make up for any speed advantages I have. Okay, ingredients. Here's what you'll need. And if you want to go to HowToNotBurnShit.com and look at this and read it out, knock yourself out. So here's what you'll need. 4 pork chops, any cut will do, 20 or so baby potatoes, 5 for each person approximately, 2 cloves of garlic, 1/2 of baseball-sized onions, a cup of frozen peas and carrots, salt and pepper, 2 sprigs of rosemary or thyme, 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1/2 a cup of white wine or chicken stock, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Now here's how this is going to work. Because the whole idea is to do this in under 30 minutes, I'm going to write the recipe based on time. And I'm going to explain the recipe based on time. Don't get too caught up in it. The point is just to show you exactly how I did this so you understand how it can be done. Okay, let's do it. 5:45 p.m. Turn the oven on to 400 degrees Fahrenheit and start preheating a large oven-safe skillet over medium-high heat. 5:47 p.m. Potatoes are rinsed, topped with hot salted water, and put on the burner on high. 5:51 p.m. Pork chops are seasoned with salt and pepper, olive oil is added to the skillet, and the pork chops are placed in to sear. 5:45 p.m. Onion is sliced and garlic is crushed and peeled. Pork is flipped and onion and garlic are added to the pan. 5:56 p.m. Wine or stock is added to the pork chops along with 1 tablespoon of butter and 2 sprigs of rosemary or thyme. Once the wine starts to boil, the pan goes in the oven. 5:59 p.m. Frozen vegetables go in a pot covered with hot water and are put on a burner on high. 6 p.m. to 6:08 p.m. Take a few minutes and tidy up any mess you've made. 6:09 p.m. Pork is checked for doneness and removed from the oven. It's set aside to rest. 6:10 p.m. The potatoes are drained and lightly mashed, only enough to break them up with the remaining butter. Add the remaining butter, milk, and some salt and pepper. 6:13 p.m. The vegetables are drained. At 6:14 p.m. Dinner is served. Explanation. There are a few important things to note about this meal, things that can be applied to a lot of meals, so I'm going to go through those. Number one, because the pork chops, which were about 1 inch thick, were seared on both sides in a hot pan before going in the oven, their overall cooking time was reduced by 1/2 when compared to baked pork chops. Now, the fact that the pork chops went into the oven in a hot pan with hot wine or stock also sped up the cooking process. The wine or stock also adds flavor to the pork chops, which brings me to my next point. Number two, the flavors. Now, the flavors in this dish are simple. The pork is seasoned with salt and pepper, and then the brunt of the flavor comes from the few additional ingredients. The herbs, the liquid, which is wine or stock, the onion, and the garlic. Now, the liquid left in the bottom of the pan after the pork is cooked can be spooned over the pork as a light, delicious sauce. Number three, potatoes. Baby potatoes have a thin skin that can be easily eaten and are delicious. We use them to save time peeling, cutting, and mashing potatoes, like larger ones like russets. We call them smashed potatoes because the intention isn't to mash them into a smooth texture. We want to just hit them once to break them apart. Now, seasoning the potatoes with salt, pepper, butter, milk adds flavor and makes them a little more than just broken up potato. Number four, you can use any kind of vegetables you want for this. Peas and carrots are what I had on hand, but I do recommend frozen vegetables for quick meals, especially in the winter. This is because there is no prep time, and often in the winter, frozen vegetables are more nutritious than anything you can buy fresh. Conclusion. I want to make it very clear that this meal can be prepared by anyone in under 30 minutes, not just me, and you don't need to do a whole bunch of prep time before you go to work or anything like that. You come home, you can throw this together really quickly. Now, I hope that you've enjoyed this post. I'm excited to write more of these 30 minutes or less, as I think they're going to be fun to put together. And I think and hope that the information provided is valuable. And if it is, or if it isn't, I'd love to hear from you. And you can, you know, let me know on my Facebook page at facebook.com/BenKellyCooks or on Instagram at Chef Ben Kelly or on Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, or you can go to howtonotburnshit.com and leave it in the comments. I hope you've enjoyed this post. I'm really looking forward to more of them. I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food History, and tomorrow we are doing the brief history of bologna. I'll see you then, everybody. Have a great Monday.